But the show is called Gender Failure.
Yes.
It was touring Canada. It might come around. Look it up. Look them both up. Ray Spoon, Ivan Coyote. They're amazing.
Why don't we have another song from Young James? Then coming up next, we're going to talk to Nicole from the F Word Media Collective at Co-op. We will listen to an excerpt from their episode about the RCMP and Aboriginal women, and we're going to throw in some Wings from CJSF, Women's International News Gathering Service. So that's coming up in the next hour, and maybe we'll play a little Ray Spoon, because I think it ties in with what we're talking, because Ray Spoon identifies as they, and that is a gender fluidity, like a non-identification, or not a non-identification, but identification as outside the gender binary, which sometimes doesn't always, and many times doesn't fit people all the way through to the bone. So this is, what are we going to hear now?
We're going to hear a song called Dinosaur Boyfriend.
Perfect. So this is Young James, one more song on CITR 101.9. And just a heads up, our fund drive is over officially for the phone-ins. But you can still donate. We'll still take your money. We do this kind of amazing programming, if I do say so myself, because we can do whatever we want. But that costs money so that we don't have to sell out to the big boys. So you can donate citr.ca/donate and then come check out some amazing female artists at tonight's Fun Drive finale at Chapel Arts. Here we have Young James.
Thank you.
Dinosaur boyfriend, adorably awkward when he's dancing. Dinosaur boyfriend, carry me to bed in his mouth. Dinosaur boyfriend always eats up all of the dinner I made him. Dinosaur boyfriend, I don't think we could ever get a dog. Dinosaur boyfriend, mother says as long as he's a Christian. Dinosaur boyfriend, father says as long as he drinks beer. Saber-toothed tiger girlfriend, I tried to give him a hickey and we ended up at the hospital. Saber-toothed tiger girlfriend, he really, really likes it when I... Dinosaur boyfriend, you are so much better than all those monkeys I dated. Dinosaur boyfriend, I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us on this early Friday morning. And that was Young James. You can find her on Bandcamp, youngjames.bandcamp.com. You can also, is Young James Music?
Youngjamesmusic.com. There is another, I've discovered there's a boys rock band from Saskatchewan that is Young James. I'm not that one. Mm-hmm. So you can't just Google Young James, unfortunately. But if you look for me, I'm on Facebook. Youngjames.bandcamp.com. Youngjamesmusic.com has links to my music.
And we'll look out for Send Along That EP in the spring, and we'll play the crap out of it.
I might even have a CD release party that I mean, you're personally invited to. I don't know about the rest of these people.
Okay, well, keep it on the down low. That's what you're supposed to do with release parties, is right? Is like keep it really
only
down
like two
low.
Or three people.
Thanks so much. Coming up, we have Nicole from the F Word Media Collective, and I think what we can do right now is we'll play a little Ray Spoon so that I can set up for our next interview. And thanks again to Young James. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
The Clothesline Project was started by a group of women in the United States. Historically, it was a vehicle for survivors of violence to express their emotions by decorating a shirt. They then hung the shirts on a clothesline to be viewed by others as a testimony to the problems of violence against women. SASC, the AMS Sexual Assault Support Center, supports male, female, and trans survivors, and their clothesline is not restricted to only women's experiences of violence. Friends, family, and loved ones of survivors and anyone concerned by the levels of violence in our society are also invited to decorate a shirt. Clothesline 2014 will be hosted during the week of March 3rd to the 7th between 11 to 3 on the Sub Concourse. Please join us and bring your friends.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
Now in its third year, Taking Turns provides a laid-back, house concert-type venue for local and touring musicians to share their original music and stories. Each month, three artists or acts take to the stage and play music in the round. Taking Turns happens every last Wednesday of the month at the unique Prop House Cafe located at 1636 Venable Street. Taking Turns is committed to bringing live and original music to East Vancouver while raising funds for local charities through a monthly raffle. This month's chosen charity is First Call BC Child and Youth Advocacy Coalition. Taking Turns would not be possible without the kind and continued support of sponsors Bone Rattle Music, Dominion Blue Repographics, and CITR 101.9 FM. For more information about upcoming shows and artists, please visit takingturns.ca. That's taken, spelled T-A-K-I-N, without the G.
You are tuned in now to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. It is International Women's Day, best day of the year in my opinion. My name is Eleanor. I will be your host for the next hour. I am joined in the studio today by my friend Olivia Madden, talented musician. How's it going, Olivia?
Doing well.
That's good. We have a excellent hour of live music as well as some tributes to some iconic musicians, some musicians doing work now that are fantastic. So it's going to be great. Stay tuned in. We are going to start with a tune from Olivia herself. This song. Do you want to introduce it?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to sing a Joni Mitchell song. And I'm going to start with Case of You. Most of my friends always request me to play this, so here it is now.
Just before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar, on the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light. I'd draw a map of Canada, oh Canada. Ah, your face sketched on it twice. Ah, but you are in my blood like holy wine. It tastes so bitter, baby, and so sweet, oh, I could drink a case of you, oh, darling, and I would still be on my feet, oh, I would still be on my feet. Oh, I am a lonely painter, I live in a box of paint. I'm frightened by the devil, and I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember that time you told me. You said love is touching souls. Surely you touched mine, 'cause part of you pours out of me in these lies from time to time. Oh, but you are in my blood like holy wine. It is so bitter, baby, and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you, oh, darling, and I would still be on my feet. Oh, I would still be on my feet. I met a woman, she had a mouth like yours. She knew your lies, she knew your devils and your deeds. And she said, go to him, stay with him if you can, but be prepared to bleed. Oh, but you are in my blood like holy wine. It is so bitter, baby, and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you, oh, darling, and I would still be on my feet. Oh, I would still be on my feet.
So beautiful. Love it. Thank you so much for that. Mm-hmm. Love Joni Mitchell. You're a big fan of hers.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of hers. You played her last time you came on the radio with us as well. For the 24 hours of student power. So,
yeah.
I forget which song, though, did we do that time?
I did You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio, oh, and yes. Cold Blue Steel and Sweet Fire,
yes.
Which are both from her album For the Roses, which was recorded in Half Moon Bay in BC.
Nice.
I don't know if it was recorded there, but it was all written there.
Written there. Beautiful. Yeah. And she is Canadian, so.
Yeah, she is. She's from Saskatchewan.
Yeah. Very, very influential lady. In the musical world, we saw someone play this week that was, I think I would liken her. A lot of people liken her to Joni Mitchell. That is Angel Olsen. That was a really fantastic show.
Yeah, it was really good.
She just came out with a new album called "Burn Your Fire for No Witness." But at that show, I picked up a 7-inch, "Endless Road May As Well." And that was the song she closed with. It's called May As Well. And that is what we're going to play now here on International Women's Day on CITR. So enjoy.
It may as well have been forgotten. Or did it simply slip your mind? Is that my heart there splitting open? I guess it just fell to the side. I've tried my best to keep you smiling, love. Maybe it's been all in vain. But I would try a million times, my dear. Tell me, would you do the same? One could say it's complicated, love, like nothing they've seen before. Or simply that it is a thought we share. Forever it must be ignored. If you really love me, there's no way to tell. I'm always arriving when you say farewell. In all of my dreams. your husband and wife. I'll never forget you all of my life. I'll never forget you all of my life. I'll never forget you all of my life. Traveled and I've been just about everywhere, but no, I'll never been there. Mama says it's millions of miles away, and Papa says, baby, just go out and find your day. You never know what I'll find there. Maybe I'll find me a millionaire. Mama pulls my hair and slaps my cheeks. Told me I was a foolish girl at life. Never been sure about my fate. And you never know who will be waiting there for me. If only I could walk like Jesus across that sea. Mama pulls my hair and slaps my. I've never been there.
That track was Singapore by Shara Gibson. Shara is a Canadian artist who currently resides in Toronto. She doesn't have any albums out. She has a few tracks. You can look them up on her SoundCloud, but hopefully we'll see something from her this year because I think she has a really, really beautiful voice. Before that, it was May As Well by the lovely Angel Olsen, who we just discovered is from, where was it again?
Missouri. And I guessed it.
Yes, Olivia, on the ball, psychic. Yeah, so.
Sixth sense, man.
It's International Women's Day, and we are celebrating at CITR with programming that discusses and highlights amazing female activists and musicians. Yeah, so Olivia and I were kind of looking at what stuff we wanted to play for you guys today. And talking about kind of the difference between older artists such as Joni Mitchell and newer ones. And you said you saw something that you thought was kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah. I was looking up, like, best female artists of all time. like, just Googled straight that sentence. And there was this list, and they were all ranked. And, like, Adele was the top one, and then it was, like, Joni Mitchell was the second one. And then there were other people down the line, like, Dolly Parton was, like, 33rd or something. And I don't know, it just struck me, like, I don't know, I kind of had, like, a moment of, like, I was very confused by the whole concept.
Yeah.
And, like, a little bit offended to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Like, personally, because I'm obsessed with Joni Mitchell. But also just in, like, the general, like, idea of, I don't know. It was just strange.
It's strange. And it's, I think what is interesting to me is it's just the way that we access music is so different now. And the way that people put music out and it's kind of shared amongst people that, like, comparing people like that, like someone like Joni Mitchell to Adele, or even just putting them in competition at all, like who is the best,
yeah,
you know, it just doesn't make sense.
It's
right?
Also, I don't know, that like the sense of lists to a degree is that it's like an objective reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, I don't know, to me, that's just not an objective thing. Like,
yeah.
Who's better is not, like, that's completely subjective.
Exactly.
You can't, like, make a list that's like, yes, Adele is better than Joni Mitchell. Because it's, like,
it's, yeah, depends what you like.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's very true. Yeah, so getting on, so as we were talking about that, we thought it would be great to kind of talk about and play some stuff from some ladies that we both listened to growing up. And the first one we're going to play is Melanie. And you said you listened to a lot of her.
Yeah, I listened to her, like, insane amounts. My aunt burnt me, like, a cassette tape.
Is that the correct term, burned a cassette?
Yeah, it's definitely not burnt, like,
recorded? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know
what you'd say.
Man.
That's funny.
Anyway, and so I had this cassette tape, and I literally carried it around with me everywhere I went and always played it in the car, and it had this, like, sticker of a flower on it, and so it was really hard to get to play in the one in the car. But I remember my dad took this video of me when I was a kid, and I had, like, put it in a cassette Walkman. I don't even know what those are called. A Walkman that played cassettes, and I'm in my backyard in, like, this dress, and I'm just, like, wailing, singing every song from this album.
By Melanie.
And it's a terrible video.
Oh, man, I'd love to see that. Yeah, so we're going to play a song by Melanie. It's called Ring the Living Bell. And then we're going to do some other tracks by some influential ladies who kind of paved the way for some of the other fantastic stuff that we're hearing now. So this is Ring the Bell by Melanie.
Living bell, ring the living bell. Think she gonna use it? Think she going to fly away? No one should try and stop her. Persuade her with their power. She says that her mind is made.
You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. My name is Eleanor. It is International Women's Day, and we are celebrating women at CITR. We just listened to She's Got Her Ticket by Tracy Chapman, awesome, awesome lady who has accomplished a lot in her long spanning musical career. Before that, what did we listen to?
We listened to Train from Kansas City by the Shangri-Las.
Another influential female group.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a nice little tribute there. And one of the other things that I feel like I encountered in kind of looking at what I wanted to play on the show today was something that we touched on a little bit earlier, which is this concept of like lists, you know, and something that it didn't occur to me before, but a lot of sites will put out these things like, oh, top five female bands, like top five female punk bands right now, or like top 10, you know, just like with that female title in it, you know,
and kind of best female writers of all time.
Yeah. And then on the other hand, when you're looking at men, it just is the best lyricists of all time, or like best artists of all time. And it's kind of weird, you know, it's not always the case, but something that I didn't really notice until, more recently. And it makes me think of, another really awesome lady, not a musician, but a comedian, Tina Fey. When she received her acceptance speech, or when she gave her acceptance speech when she received the Mark Twain Humor Prize, she kind of made a comment about being the third woman ever to receive the award, and how she was so honored to be receiving it, but that she hoped that women would be achieving things at a rate at which we could stop counting the number that they are at things, you know, which I heard that and it's kind of always stayed with me, which is so true, you know, like it shouldn't be about like, oh, she's the third woman. Why is that relevant? No, she's a person and she won this award. So I think that's, it's kind of cool. Just touches on the fact that, ladies aren't necessarily always taken quite as seriously as men in the music or performing industry and in a lot of other places.
Yeah, totally. Like, that's definitely something I was thinking about when I was looking into what to play today. And I think, like, just like a few artists to me, Dolly Parton, I think, is like an amazing musician. And Dolly Parton, I feel like, gets no credit as a musician. She only gets credit as kind of this, like, object of a woman and mm-hmm. of a certain like type of woman,
mm-hmm.
And like she's got songs that deal with like really serious stuff, like Down from Dover is like about a guy like leaving a girl who's pregnant and she keeps thinking he's coming back, and then she like has a baby and it's stillborn and it's his baby and like he never comes back. And yeah, like another group like the Dixie Chicks, like I don't know, you know, they're one of my favorites, but I feel like no one to a certain extent took them seriously, and like in my opinion it's partially because of their name, but I mean they made a huge political statement that ended up being in like large favor later on, but at the time
totally.
Was like totally a huge issue, and they like faced a lot of backlash and their careers like took a huge hit.
Yeah.
And they completely recovered from that, like came back with an amazing album and just like never apologized, and I don't know, like I just...
And you have to wonder, kind of, when I think about that story, the comment they made about it was George Bush, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What would have happened if it was a man saying that? Right. You know, if it would have been the same, which I don't think that it would have been. So
yeah,
it's
totally.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, they faced a lot of like animosity for that statement.
Yeah. You were telling me a story about another really.
Oh rad yeah, lady. Yeah. I was kind of thinking about this one song I wanted to sing. That was like I originally heard it by the Flying Burrito Brothers. It's called "Will the Circle Be Unbroken?" Or yeah, "Will the Circle Be Unbroken?" And it's also been sampled by like Johnny Cash and like quite a few other people. But I remember in grade 12, my history teacher had us watch this like clip from a video about like Alice Paul, and they were all like all the women in this like room were singing this song, and Alice Paul, anyway, is, like, a huge, huge figure in, like, the movement for, like, women's rights. And, like, she started her own political party called, like, the National Women's Party. And, like, she was imprisoned for, like, protesting, like, Woodrow Wilson. and she like led a hunger strike, and it was a huge deal and really like led to the passing of the 19th Amendment, which allowed women the right to vote in the United States. So
very, very big deal.
Yeah, really big deal.
I can't imagine being in that position.
Yeah, she was. She led this hunger strike, and they force fed her, like prying her mouth open with like metal clamps, and fed her raw eggs too, like through a tube. It was like really horrifying. Yeah, and then Woodrow Wilson tried to get her deemed like insane. By this psychologist, and I found a quote from him that I thought was really beautiful, and he said he refused to declare her insane, and said that she was completely sane, and his statement was that in women, courage is often mistaken for insanity. I thought that just as like a historical statement, that's like very beautiful
so true. When I had some ladies on earlier this morning talking about representations of women in the media, and we were just chatting about how for women a lot of the time in these public arenas, it's either they're really assertive and they're kind of taken to be aggressive and it's very negative, or else they're you know, if they're too emotional or they're kind of quiet, then it's like, oh, you're just being like a, you know, crazy lady or something like that. You know, you can't win. It's,
yeah.
It's really hard.
Right, totally.
But yeah, so you're going to sing that song for us, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm just going to sing like two verses. It was originally written by a woman, but it was like a lot more religious. And then it was rewritten by one of the members of the Carter family. And that's like kind of the one that is around today a lot more popularly. So yeah.
Beautiful. Take it away.
Okay.
I was standing by my window on a cold and cloudy day when I saw that hearse come a-rolling just to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Lord, I told that undertaker, won't you please drive slow for that body trolling. Lord, I hate to see that woman go. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
That was so beautiful. What was that one called again?
Will the circle be unbroken?
Cool. All right. Well, we are going to continue on with another woman that has maybe not been taken as seriously at times, which is a darn shame, because she does a lot of really fantastic stuff, and her name is Ms. Lauryn Hill. We're going to play the song Mystery of Iniquity off of her MTV Unplugged album. So enjoy.
It's the mystery of iniquity. Said it's the misery
of iniquity. Said it's the history of iniquity. Oh, and it all falls down. Handle the truth in a courtroom of lies. Purges the jurors, witnesses, spies. Crooked lawyers, false indictments publicized. It's entertainment, the arraignments, the subpoenas. High profile gladiators in bloodthirsty arenas. Enter the dragon, black robe, crooked balance. Souls bought and sold and paroled for 30 talents. Court reporter, catch the circus on the paper. File it in the system, not acknowledged by the maker. Swearing by the Bible, blatantly blasphemous. Publicly perpetrating that in God we trust. Cross-examined by a master manipulator. The faster, intimidator, receiving the judge's favor. Deceiving sabers, doing injury to their neighbors. For status, gratis, apparatus, and legal waivers. See the bailiff, representing security. Holding the word of God, soliciting perjury. The prosecution, political prostitution. The more money you pay, the further away solution. Legal actors, Babylon's benefactors. Masquerading as the agency for the clients. Hypocritical giants, morally non-compliant, orally armed to do bodily harm, polluted, recruited, and suited, judicial charm, and the defense, is it making any sense? Faking the confidence of escaping the consequence that a defendant is dependent on the system, totally void of judgment, purposely made to twist them, emotional victim, blackmailed by the henchmen, framed by intentions, inventions whereby they lynch men. Enter the false witness, slandering the accused, planting the seed, openly showing he's being used. Discredit, edit, headed for the alleged. Smearing the individual, fearing the unsuspected. Expert witness, the paid authority. Made a priority to deceive the majority of disinterested peers, dodging duty for years, hating the process, waiting to return to their careers. Do we expect a system made for the elect to possibly judge correct, properly serve and protect? Materially corrupt, spiritually amok, oblivious to the cause, prosperously bankrupt. Blind leading the blind, guilty never defined, filthy as swine, a generation pure in its own mind. Legal extortion, blown out of proportion, in vain deceit, the truth is obsolete. Only two positions, victimizer or victim. Both end up in destruction, trusting this crooked system. Mafia with diplomas, keeping us in a coma, trying to own a piece of the American corona. The revolving door, insanity every floor. Skyscraping, paper chasing, what are we working for? Empty traditions, reaching social position, teaching ambition to support the family superstition. When the son of perdition is commander in chief, the standard is thief. Brethren, can we candidly speak? Woe to the men, trusting in the chariots, them leaning on horses, they run the intellectual sources. Counterfeit wisdom, creating the illusion of freedom, confusion consumes them. Every word they speak, it then turns them outwardly white. Internally, they absent the light, them trapped in the night, and bondage to the cane of the night. Under the curse, evil men waxing more worse, facts in the first. Angelic being cast to the earth, it's time for rebirth. Burning up the branch and the root, the empty pursuits of every tree bearing the wrong fruit. Turn him to hell, let him who stole no longer steal. Oh Israel, surrender for Jehovah is real. How long will you sleep? Troubled by the thoughts that you keep, the idols you heap, causing the destruction you reap. Judgment has come, find it and return to the one. Abandon the flesh, self-interest, broadway to death, pride and greed, hiding, subdividing the seed. The knowledge of good and evil is what caused us to lie, caused us to die. Let your emotions be crucified, renounce all your thoughts, repent and let your mind be retort. You'll find what you sought was based on a deception you bought, a perception of naught where the majority remains caught. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom or die. Loving a lie, not realizing and Adam all died. It's the mystery of iniquity. That is the history of iniquity. That is the misery of iniquity. Oh, and it all falls down. I'm telling you all, it all falls down.
feels so good to be a rose. Oh, don't you lift me up, ooh, like I'm that shy. No, 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 just give it up. There are bats all dissolving in a row, oh, into the wishy-washy dark that cannot let go, and I cannot let go, and so I thank the Lord, ooh, and I thank His sword, though it be mincing up the morning slightly. Sky looks like a road. There are some dragons who were built to have and hold, and some machines are dropped from great heights lovingly, and some great bellies ache with many bumblebees, and they sting so terribly. Do as I please, and I'm on my knees, and your skin is something that I stir into my tea, and I am watching you, and you are starry, 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 and I'm tumbling down in a chair. That's why I love this town. We'll just look around to see me serenaded Allie and celebrated Sally and dedicated Dowly, waltzing with the open sea.
Due to overwhelming demand, a second night has now been added to Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds Vancouver performance this summer. While the June 30th show has sold out, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, along with special guest Mark Lanigan, will be returning to the Orpheum Theatre the following night, July 1st. Show on sale on Friday, March 7th at 10 a.m. at all Ticketmaster locations and at Ticketmaster.ca.
Tree don't care what the little bird sings. We go down with the dew in the morning light.
For more information, visit nickcave.com.
On March 15th at Vancouver's Rickshaw Theater, several acts will take the stage and sing the songs of Pete Seeger in tribute. Acts include The Sojourners, C.R. Avery, Company B, Ben Rogers, Brother Bob Sumner, and more. Tickets are $10 in advance and $15 at the door and are available at High Life, Red Cat, Zulu, and Neptune Records or online at northerntickets.com.
You're tuned in now to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. It's International Women's Day. We are celebrating ladies on the airways. We have some great features coming up, some interviews with different organizations, including the UBC Women's Center, the coordinators for the I'm a Feminist Day at UBC, as well as the coordinators for the Celebrating Women Project at UBC, and they are members of the Equity Ambassadors Group, so you should definitely stay tuned in. We also have some live bands coming into the station tonight. She Dreams in Color, as well as Jody Glenham, are going to be playing from 8 to 10, so you should definitely tune into that. It's going to be really, really awesome. The track that we played last was by Joanna Newsom. What was that one called?
Clam Crab Cockle Cowrie.
Yeah, she is so talented.
Yeah, she's from San Francisco.
Nice, nice. Where are you from?
Yeah, well, kind of.
Same area. I would love to see her live play the harp.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. And before Joanna Newsom was, of course, the lovely Ms. Lauryn Hill with The Mystery of Iniquity. Some of you may have recognized the part of that song as Kanye West samples it, but personally think it sounds a lot better when Lauryn Hill sings it in her song. But yeah, so thank you so much for joining me here today.
Yeah, of course.
It's a good reminder to, you know, celebrate female musicians and not, you know, just pay them their respects and their dues, and kind of recognize that it's not as easy for a lot of them as it is for their male counterparts, you know.
And yeah, totally. I think, like, preparing for this show or whatever was a really good kind of, like, reflective experience for me.
Yeah.
Just in terms of, like, what female artists I like. And I don't know, like, at first I had a hard time kind of thinking of anyone really beyond Joni Mitchell that I really followed, like, their entire breadth of work. And then slowly, as I thought about it more, like, people came to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is interesting, right?
Yeah. No, it was kind of a moment for me of, like, shock almost, because I, you know, I do Joni Mitchell, but then I was like, okay, like, Elliott Smith, Bob Dylan, like... all these people, and there were just no women. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to end on that note with a track by Laura Marling. This is a single. Will probably come on something that she'll release hopefully this year. It's called Born to Love. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM for more fantastic programming here on International Women's Day.
Somehow